He was throwing it around pretty good, but which was nice for us. You know, you need guys like that, and to be offensively, you know, ahead of the team was huge as well. So, you know, Niels definitely has some hip checks in him.
That is Winnipeg Jets forward Alex Iafallo, our special guest here in Ground Control, the official podcast, the Winnipeg Jets. Jamie Thomas, not joined alongside Tyler Esquivel because he's joining me in New Jersey at the Prudential Center. Are you wearing anything different today? Anything that we should advertise, or you're good?
I mean, I've got a rink jacket on. It's a bit of a track jacket, yeah. Similar to the ones the coaches wear out on the ice.
Nice.
I think you can get this one at Jetsgear and TrueNorthShop.com. But, yeah, I got this from the storage room in the basement of Canada Life Center. I paid for it, but, you know, yeah, it's good.
Still good to advertise. Play of the week is on the way, as is your answer to our question of the week. First, though, the most impressive win of the season, in my opinion, as the Jets knock off the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden, 4-2 was the final. And there was a lot of conversation, Tyler, coming into the game on Tuesday night about how the Jets weren't playing well against the playoff teams, the National Hockey League. They were beating up on the lesser lights, and they had done that against Columbus, certainly, and of course Anaheim, the last game of the homestand. But the Rangers at 5-on-5 had three high-danger scoring opportunities, an impressive performance nonetheless in New York last night, and you were there to take it in.
Yeah, so first of all, you know, the Winnipeg Jets often get criticized for the fact that when they play teams that are below them in the standings, that they play down and, you know, the wins don't come as easy as they should. Well, you know, the Winnipeg Jets absolutely dismantled the Anaheim Ducks and Columbus Blue Jackets, I believe was the score between the two games, 12-1. Mm-hmm. So really, when you look at that, you have to be impressed. They did what they were supposed to do. And then everybody's discounting the fact, oh, they beat up on these lesser teams. Well, again, you can only play the games that are on the schedule in front of you. So the Winnipeg Jets took care of business, obviously against two teams that aren't having the seasons that they had hoped they'd have. And then you go into the New York Rangers. You know, that's a big matchup. And you look back at the last few weeks, you know, the Winnipeg Jets didn't play how they wanted to play against Nashville last week. The week before that, they didn't play against the Vancouver Canucks how they wanted to fare. So, you know, this is a big test. And, you know, you said it right there, three high-danger scoring chances at 5-on-5. It felt like that in the building last night. The Jets were awesome in all facets, and you could just tell they were playing on their toes. You know, New York didn't seem to have a lot of answers for them. It was a good game. You know, it was a lot of back and forth action, but it just always felt like the Winnipeg Jets had the upper hand, and they never let go. So to get that win in New York on Broadway last night was pretty fun, and you could tell the Jets fans in attendance were fired up. It just makes a trip like this out to New York City a whole lot better when you can get a win like that.
Yeah, 2-0 so far in this five-game road trip. The first period was fine. The second period was a thing of beauty. Here's interim head coach Scott Arneil on that very subject.
Yeah, we did a really good job of getting the puck in. We had talked about puck management, especially through they're such a good transition team, and you turn the puck over, they're gone the other way, and we just did a real good job of getting it down in behind their net, and we're a good forechecking team. We're a big, heavy team, and we hold on to pucks, and I thought just before Scheif's goal there, we had three real good shifts where we got them hemmed in their end of the rink and kind of wore them down and got rewarded for
it. I think any time you come into a building like this one and the crowd gets into it, it has a more energetic feel. But that being said, it was just another game, and that's what we really got to focus on, is just making sure we're playing the right way and our way and really forcing our will on teams.
Holy moly, Mark Scheifele, eighth career hat trick, tied with Patrick Laine for second in franchise history. You talked about the game against Nashville, Tyler, and that was the game Mark Scheifele missed because of illness, and you kind of saw what happened when you don't have 55 in the lineup. He now has the second most road goals in franchise history, has the most 20-goal campaigns in franchise history. He was unbelievable last night with the hat trick. Your thoughts on what you saw up close and his play since coming back from the illness?
Yeah, obviously, you know, he tied Dale Hawerchuk for the most seasons with 20 goals in franchise history. And it was a pretty cool moment in the dressing room after, because Scott Arneil, who, you know, is famously was a great friend of Dale Hawerchuk's, and then obviously Mark Scheifele and his history with Dale Hawerchuk. So it was kind of a cool moment that, you know, Arneil was able to tell Scheifele that, you know, he had hit the accomplishment that Dale had, obviously, as well. So a cool moment in the dressing room after. But, yeah, he was a beast on the ice. last night in New York. He was all over the place, playing on his toes, good defense. You know, you look at the second goal, the breakaway was perfect. He was in a great defensive position, reads the play perfectly, makes a great poke check, and he's off to the races. And I don't know if you could see it on the broadcast, but Keandre Miller's like broke his stick across the net in frustration after that for flubbing that pass along the half wall there. So Mark Scheifele was fantastic. He was all over the ice. It should say a lot about where his game is at right now, given the fact that he was on the ice in the final minutes of that game as the Jets were trying to close this one out. He was out there to take the faceoff, play good defensive hockey, and you know, he makes a tremendous move to at the opposing blue line to get that empty net goal. So he was a monster last night.
You might even say sometimes Mark Scheifele is underappreciated. Here's Scott Arneil on that subject.
I think certainly he's underrated, and you know, I think that he just he plays now. I think this year he's having such a great year at both ends of the rink without the puck as well, and I think that's 9 straight 20 goal years. So he's in elite company, and yeah, we know what he's about, and we know what he does for our hockey team, and how special he can be.
I mean, he's been doing it all. His stats speak for themselves. I think he's been scoring. I think he's been really good in the D zone, faceoffs. He's been awesome, and he's been very reliable, and when you have a guy like that, you can really build around a line, and you see a lot of success coming just from doing the right thing.
Should mention the reason why we're hearing from Scott Arneil. Rick Bonus left the team. He's got a minor health issue that he's dealing with. Came back to Winnipeg, so we're wishing him a speedy recovery. Tyler Toffoli had an assist on the power play goal the Jets had in the second period. That was Kyle Connor's 30th of the year. But there is some serious chemistry brewing with him, Sean Monahan, and Nikolaj Ehlers, which is huge for the Jets because earlier in the week, or early before they took off on the road trip, we got the news that Gabe Vilardi is out for an extended period of time with an enlarged spleen. So how important is Tyler Toffoli at this moment, and important that this second line keeps clicking, Tyler?
It's huge. I mean, getting Tyler Toffoli was, you know, I think priority number one for a lot of us on the outside. You know, you look at who was available in the trade market, and you go, yeah, I want that guy. He can score goals, and he's done that since he's come here. He's got some history with Sean Monahan. Nikolaj Ehlers is just, he's so creative in how he plays, which I think sometimes can be tough to read off of, given just that, like, when you're watching, you're like, how does he see certain plays? So, you know, he's been clicking with those two as well. So it's been a lot of fun to see them click. And, you know, obviously with Gabe Vilardi being out for an undetermined amount of time, the Winnipeg Jets needed scoring help, and they're getting it right now. So, you know, we wish Gabe Vilardi all the best in his recovery, and we really, truly want to see him soon in the lineup. You know, the power play was really starting to click, and he was a big piece of that. But Tyler Toffoli has come in and stepped in into his shoes and done a masterful job at clicking with this group. And I think the group itself has enjoyed having Tyler around. And Gabriel, obviously, you know, want him back sooner than later, but he needs to get his health right before he can step back on the ice. But when he does come back on the ice, I think Jets fans should be really excited.
And, of course, another thing to be excited about is the continued show-offing of how much depth the Jets have up front without a player of Gabriel Vilardi's stature in their lineup. So we talked about Rick Bonus and his health issues, but here he was talking about Tyler Toffoli after that win over top of the Ducks, where Toffoli had back-to-back two-goal games to close out the homestand. Back-to-back two-goal games, first game of the road trip, last game of the homestand. And then Toffoli will talk about reaching the 30-goal plateau again.
You know, Chevy made a great trade bringing him in. He's a goal scorer, and we give him the puck in the right spots. He's going to put it on the net, and it's going to go in the net. So that was good to see, and I love the fans' reactions to him, right? That was outstanding. We've got such a great fan base here, such great passionate fans, and they acknowledged the importance of those goals and welcome him back to the city again.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things where, for myself, I go in every year and, you know, expecting to score 3 goals, and for me to do it, obviously very proud, and there's still, you know, 16 however many games, so hopefully, like you said, I don't stop.
So I've already talked about, I felt that win in New York last night was the Jets' most impressive. We're going to get to the mailbag in a second. Tyler, what's your most impressive performance from the Winnipeg Jets this season, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think last night was up there. Last night was up there for sure. I mean, given the fact that it was an Eastern Conference opponent, and like the impact in the immediacy means a lot given the standings race right now. However, I think, you know, the rivalry between the two teams, especially also given the fact that Trouba and Wheeler weren't in the lineup, I think last night finished the second of that game in Vancouver a few weeks
about a month or so ago
when the Jets just went in there Saturday night. You know, it was a huge game, and they gave their best hockey in all three periods, I thought, in that one. And I think that's the most important one for me in terms of performance. But last night was huge, given the fact that they truly did need to rebound against a really good team in the standings, given the fact that they hadn't done that in the last two outings.
Yeah, so our question to you, what is the Jets' most impressive performance this season? We'll go through the mailbag here quickly. Bobby now said, Chevy on the eve of the season convincing Helly and Scheif this is where they should be. Brad Lambert fan club, the December 23rd game versus Boston. That was right before Christmas, obviously. Anna said the 6-1 Columbus win, and she says CBJ stands for can't beat the Jets. Bell said the comeback against the Hurricanes after we gave them a 3-goal lead. And Garrett said 27-55-13, leading the league in goal and shot differential for 2 months while they were together. So some great answers there, but Tyler, I really appreciate yours. And so we're going to go to the play of the week, and Tyler talked about it a little bit earlier. It was an impressive play from Mark Scheifele on a breakaway, and here is the play of the week. And after the play of the week will be the interview with Alex Iafallo. Enjoy.
Andre Miller, the Minnesotan, up near the line. Look at Scheifele, knock it away. He's got a break. Mark Scheifele alone scores! A thing of beauty from Mark Scheifele, and it's 3-1 Winnipeg.
Hi, I'm Brendan Dillon.
Dillon fires and scores!
And this is the Ground Control Podcast.
Please be joined by Winnipeg Jet forward Alex Iafallo. I'd like to start with the easiest question first. What have you thought of your season so far, your first as a Winnipeg Jet?
Yeah, first season as a Jet has been super fun. Obviously, we're, you know, winning record and stuff like that. Yeah. So, you know, that makes it a lot more enjoyable. And, you know, just the team, the community, the fans out there, it's been a great time so far.
Obviously, you know, you came over with a couple of teammates, but what was it like the other day at the trade deadline to be reunited with Tyler Toffoli?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. You know, I didn't really see that coming. So, you know, I played with him for a good amount of years, you know, when I first came in the league. So seeing him again and, you know, such a good friend of him and his wife. So, you know, it's been a fun few days for sure hanging out with him.
You know, the first game as a Jet, he joins you on the line. That must have been nice to be with Sean Monahan as well.
Yeah, it was a good line, and you know, he's a good shooter, so you know, he'll do great things for us. But to be playing right back on the line with him again was pretty surreal.
Did you feel like that would be a possibility when he was joining, or you just don't put like
you put it together? So yeah, you're, you know, just waiting for it or whatever it may be. It just, I knew it was going to happen eventually, so. It's pretty cool to happen right at the start.
You were in the mountains when you found out you were traded here. Tell me about where your love of the outdoors comes from.
Maybe just my parents and growing up from a small town, Eden, New York. So it's more outdoorsy. I guess that's where I got it from. Mm-hmm. Just love being outdoors.
What was it like growing up in Eden, New York?
Eden was pretty chill, you know.
Yeah.
Tight-knit. You knew everybody. It's a great town, and it's nice to go back in the summer and see everybody there, but growing up there was perfect.
You were recently in Buffalo with the Jets, and you had a whole contingent of people coming to watch you. How enjoyable was it to catch up with everybody in the middle of a season in an opportunity like that?
It's always a great time, especially at the tail end of the season. You know, you're playing every other day, and, you know, to see family goes a long way. And, you know, you only go to Buffalo once in the season, so – you know, to see your grandparents in the stands and stuff like that is a lot of fun.
Do your grandparents still treat you like your little kid in
pretty
some
much,
ways?
Yeah.
So there's that beaming pride when they see you.
Yeah. All the family.
That's the amazing part. Going back to your love of the outdoors, tell me a little bit about your Jeep Gladiator setup.
Oh yeah.
It's made its way around. So a lot of people will, you know, players will have the really nice car. You've got the Jeep Gladiator with a tent on the back of it.
It's a little muddy right now, but yeah, I got a tent, just folds out with a ladder. So I kind of just rip around in that all summer and try to get to, you know, national parks or whatever, just out in the middle of nowhere. So
I think about all these concerns nowadays and people saying they're on their screens too much. That is not an issue for you. You don't have cable. Have you always kind of been away from screens in some ways with your love of the outdoors?
I guess so, yeah. I mean, just being outside, you're not on your phone or anything, but, you know, obviously during the season, you're still a good amount, you know, I have to watch shows and stuff, but, you know, conserve your energy. So in the summer, I'm outside the whole time.
Is it hard to not go do stuff? Because there's a lot of waiting in between games, there's days off in between. Is it hard to not go do stuff because of the fact that you have to rest and relax?
Yeah, you got to be ready for the game. So, you know, even that's just going for a drive up north or whatever after practice just to, you know, get outside, whatever.
Do your teammates hassle you about the Jeep Gladiator at all? Or
No. I think they're pretty understanding.
Once they get to know you, they understand the reason behind it. True or false, your first NHL game, you played in a line with Dustin Brown and Anze Kopitar.
True.
How exciting was that?
Yeah, that was exciting. I didn't really expect, I wasn't drafted or anything like that. So, you know, I just kind of worked my way in. And, you know, for my first game to play with those guys was pretty eye-opening. And, you know, you learn a lot from leaders like that.
That was going to be my next question. You know, you have a guy like Anze Kopitar, a guy over 1,000 games, a couple Stanley Cup rings. You played with Drew Doughty, Jonathan Quick, guys that have been there, done that before. How huge was that for your career to play with guys like that?
Yeah, it's very important. You know, I learned a lot, you know, patience-wise and, you know, consistency-wise. Just, you know, do the little things. They go a long way. And, you know, those guys obviously have a lot more points in you know, offensive side to it. Yeah. But, you know, I kind of nitpick from each guys and try to use that to my game.
Is it strange not being a king at this time, or has that left you?
No, that's left me.
Yeah. I mean,
such a family, tight-knit group here, and, you know, I'm enjoying it. So, you know, been a Jet since I got traded, really. Everybody's been great.
Well, you talk about how tight-knit the room is. I got a kind of a fun question for you. So you're going on a camping trip. Which two guys in that dressing room would you take, and which two guys would you not take? Who would be fun to go camping with, and who would you?
Everyone would be unreal.
Yeah.
Like, all together. But, yeah, maybe Bucky and, I don't know, Neil.
Yeah.
It'd be a good crew.
You've gone, obviously, has Connor been the best guy to get the idea of the lay of the land from, or have other guys chipped in with information?
No, I feel like Bucky's done. I mean, he's got it down pretty good, whether, you know, just all that stuff, fishing and just the areas to go. So, you know, he's been great with that since, you know, I asked him the first day I got here.
Have you gone ice fishing yet?
I haven't, actually.
Yeah.
It's been pretty busy lately, but.
Yeah, I can see why.
Hopefully,
Unfortunately, the ice is not going to be as safe, I can imagine, at this point. Has Neil Pionk and Dominic Toninato changed much since your days at UMD?
Not really. No. They grow up, but they're still the same at heart, for sure. I think we all are.
What was Neil like in those days? He talked about a lot how he had to reel himself in a little bit because he loved to throw hits, liked to get in there a little bit. Did you see him reeling it in at UMD, or was he kind of still throwing the weight around quite a bit?
He was throwing it around pretty good, but which was nice for us. You know, you need guys like that, and to be offensively, you know, ahead of the team was huge as well. So, you know, Niels definitely has some hip checks in him.
Did he do the Pionki and Spinorama?
A couple times,
yeah.
He loves that one.
Yeah, it's a great move, and he hasn't unleashed it quite a bit this year. I wanted to ask you another thing, too. Your sister Juliana is quite the hockey player as well, and apparently you guys won gold in 2010 at the Empire State Games
back
year.
Back in New York, yeah.
Yeah. How good of a player is she?
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Smart. Smarter than me, for sure, on the ice.
So where are you better than Juliana when it comes to the game?
Maybe I'm faster,
a
little more agile, and – you know, she uses her smarts to her advantage. But we would, you know, my dad and mom built a rink in the backyard, like a roller asphalt rink. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just started playing on that and playing on ponds or whatever. So maybe that's just, you know, we kind of got the same skills, whatever it is.
Is she as gritty as you as well?
She's not so gritty. Only when she gets mad.
Obviously, the sibling rivalry. You guys play the same sport, so there had to have been some back and forth at some point.
Not much rivalry, just kind of helping each other out,
which
was nice. I mean, I'm older, so, you know, just to, you know, pave the way and help her in any way that I could was nice at the time. You know, obviously, she's done playing now, but I'm sure she misses it a little bit.
I was just going to ask you, how much does she miss the game at all?
I know she's moving on with her life, you know, that's how it works. But, yeah, she, you know, you miss something you play for years and years.
How much do you keep in contact with her?
Pretty good amount, probably weekly.
Mm-hmm. Are you like the sage brother, or is she kind of catching up?
She usually texts first and then usually call her.
Last one for you. Just excited. I mean, we're getting closer and closer to the playoffs here. How hard is it to not look past all that's in front of you and towards April and the playoffs in this building?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, we still have a good chunk amount of games left.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we got to prove ourselves day in and day out that, you know, we're a team that can make it that far. And, you know, our goal from the start was to make the playoffs, win the Stanley Cup. So, you know, it's in the room, you know, stick together, work together, and we got to do the small things each game, each period.
Appreciate the time. It's a game day, and I appreciate taking the time to do this. So thanks so much, and good luck going forward.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Great stuff from Alex Iafallo. Loved about how enthusiastic he was about being reunited with Tyler Toffoli, who he would go camping with. He said he would camp with everybody, all members of the Winnipeg Jets, but pointed out Connor Hellebuck was the top guy he would go camping with. You are still in New York and will be obviously in New Jersey right now, but are you guys going to any shows? What are your plans for the rest of the week ahead of the Devils, Islanders, and then they close out the road trip in Washington?
Yeah, we got a little Broadway show planned for Wednesday evening.
Nice.
Here. That'll be fun. I've never done that. Mm-hmm. So that'll be nice. And then, we got the game here tomorrow.
Yeah.
On Thursday. And then actually, this is kind of cool. I mean, this is a cool thing for me, I suppose. I'm going to hit every NHL arena on Saturday on the island. I'm going to hit them all. And I say I'm going to hit, I know I've been around for a while and I've been traveling for a long time with the team, but, I haven't been to the new arena in New York. I've been to both the Barclays Center and Nassau Coliseum,
mm-hmm.
but this will be the final active arena that I get to go to. So
congratulations. It's kinda cool. Congratulations. We should get you a cake for that or something, or a muffin, something like
that.
No,
please don't. Please don't. No, and also we got to say a quick shout out to Cameron Penny,
mm-hmm.
our social media manager. He's behind the camera right now holding it. I didn't bring a tripod, so I needed somebody to hold the monopod, and he's done a masterful job. There's no shaking at all, so that's great.
Well, we're gonna find out once Monster puts this together, but it sounds like you would be able to tell if he was shaking. No pressure, Cameron, to keep that holding in there. But Tyler, appreciate your time. Thanks for taking the time here while the Jets practice at the Prudential Center in New Jersey. Enjoy the rest of the road trip. Thanks everybody for watching or listening to the podcast. Of course, special thanks to forward Alex Iafallo and of course to Daniel Moss for putting this together afterwards. We'll see you next week on Ground Control, the official podcast of the Winnipeg Jets.